Andrew Lloyd Webber is an English composer, impresario of musical theater. The New York Times once called him the most commercially successful music composer in history. He has 21 musicals to his name, and some of those have run for more than a decade. This year is his 75th birthday, coming up in just a few short days, and there will be an amazing musical theater performance that honors his legacy, his productions. And here to talk all about it, we have Alan Corbishley from Sound the Alarm, and also Frederick Robert, a very distinguished vocal coach. And with the magic of three-way calling, I now would like to welcome Alan and Frederick to the Jukebox. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
This concert is coming up very shortly. It's for the 75th birthday of Andrew Lloyd Webber, 15th of March, Living Arts Center, Mississauga. Sound the Alarm. Tell us a little bit about this production.
It's an original production that Sound the Alarm Music Theater created back in 2019. It's actually designed to help the organization build its capacities and develop a show that can help pay for some other artistic products that might not get the same sort of response in audiences and such. But we really wanted something that was really accessible, really played to as many people as possible, and bringing people back together, really, after COVID especially. And actually, an idea of Frederick's, and I'll let Fred describe it, but it's basically his greatest hit. It is a concert. It's not a piece of narrative. It's not a piece of theater. So we're really just taking the best, all the best songs out of all of his best musical theaters from his very early days up until the sequel of Phantom of the Opera, and it's a great retrospect of all of his greatest hit. But yeah, Fred actually came up with this idea as well for the company.
All right, well, you've got a fully professional cast there. Very exciting. Many of these performers have played throughout Canada, London's West End, even Australia. Phantom of the Opera, Vita, Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar, all favorites with our listeners. Tell us, Fred, what's your take on this?
Well, my take is that we're putting out the most fabulous songs that exist in his repertoire. We have such incredible singers who are able to really showcase these numbers, but also give new life and breathe new life into these numbers. We've done some rearranging of this music, so some of the ways that we present it are not the traditional ways that you've heard these songs done before. So it's a really unique concert in that all songs will pretty much be recognizable, but there will be moments where people will be surprised. People will be moved by the way that the orchestration has been put together. And we have an amazing band as well, to be noted. We have some phenomenal players, four-piece band, and it's they can really fill a house. So these audience members better be prepared for an amazing night out.
Amazing. And many concert tour dates beginning at Living Arts Center, 15th of March. Then you're off to Woodstock, Windsor, Markham, and basically daily. How do you guys manage daily performances?
It is an industry standard. We're actually doing a few less per week than, say, a standard Broadway run where they do often 8 shows a week. We're doing anywhere between 4 and 7, depending on the week. So we're here for about 4 weeks. We go until April 8th, and our last show is in Toronto, and also going to Scarborough and Hamilton and London and Windsor. So it kind of extends throughout Southern Ontario. This is the first time that we've actually left BC. We've done this tour 3 times extensively throughout that province. And so it is planning to go across country, and this is our first sort of trek in that excursion. So, and it has a great lighting show. And although we're doing some pieces that are a little untraditional, we're also, of course, doing the absolute standards in a very traditional way as well. So, it should be something for everyone.
Sounds fabulous. And Alan, you are a baritone yourself. You started your studies in theater, eventually got a Bachelor of Music in Opera at the University of British Columbia, followed by a Master's at the New England Conservatory. How has this shaped your contribution to this tour?
I'm singing less, I will say that. But I did have a career singing through Europe, North America. And I've really actually wanted to be on the other side of the table a lot more. So I'm doing a lot more directing and producing, and this show really, I'm really the lead producer on it. And I really just, I'm also the artistic director of this company of Sound the Alarm Music Theater. And I really just love the germination of an idea into a full realization of that, and then all the particulars that go along with it. And I think being a singer, Fred is also an incredible tenor of note. And so the both of us really understand the voice. It is kind of what leads all of our artistic choices and how that communicates and how to maximize atmosphere and storytelling. So I think it really informs how we produce and how we create the musical choices, the orchestrations, how we even design going from city to city and the timing. And so we're conscious of what the singers need, not wanting to fatigue people. So even in our designs of which cities we go to, we really are thinking about even travel, like how far we don't want to be in a car for more than an hour and a half per, you know, direction, to make sure that everyone really in their prime and not exhausted. So to your point about how do you do that for a week? Well, we plan it really, really succinctly to make sure that we're not over taxing our performers and keeping everyone fresh. So I think, you know, that experience as a singer, as a performer, and what that's like being on the stage and those needs that you need as an artist really, really informs all of our planning.
For sure. And singers, there's a voice of the mind that allows a singer to create those sounds on stage. And I'll hand the mic to you, Frederick, one more time. Any closing thoughts, being Canada's top vocal coach, on your contribution? Anything you'd like to tell our listeners?
I think the most important thing to note is that these singers are some of the top singers that we could find in our great country, and they are phenomenal artists, phenomenal singers, phenomenal storytellers. And I just think the people who will come, and I know these people well. I used to tour this very similarly when I was singing with the tenors. We used to tour all across Ontario and all across Canada and the United States. So I know these audiences well. I've spent, you know, over a decade with these audiences. And so I know them well, and I know they will love this show, and they're in for such a treat, and I'm sure they'll be telling all their friends in the next city. So we'll look forward to meeting all of them, and happy to introduce ourselves and spend some time with them.
It sounds like a fabulous tour. Thank you for joining me, both gentlemen, Frederick Allen. It's a very exciting tour, beginning 15th of March for Andrew Lloyd Webber's birthday, his 75th birthday, Living Arts Center, Mississauga, and it goes on to many, many towns all throughout Southern Ontario. Ontario cities, ending in Toronto, April 8th. Get your tickets at musicofthenight.live, musicofthenight.live. Also, soundthealarm.ca also has some excellent information on there. Thank you for joining me, and good luck with planning all this and keeping everybody in check as they embark on this great tour.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good afternoon to you both.